Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for joining us today. So happy to be here with you. So happy. Remember Wednesday. So we're not at Chickie's today, but we will be there on Wednesday, the Chickie's in South Philly, for Birds at the By. Morning show will be there. Midday show will be there. We'll be there. And then the rumor is Go Birds Evenings also there.
ESPN.
Ooh. ESPN will be there as well. Ooh. So big day over at Chickie's. It all benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. Do a little round the leg right now. Brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your tire. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. That is unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. A lot of stuff happening yesterday. A little easier to pay attention when the Birds aren't playing. First of all, last night, Jaden Daniels. So, Seahawks crushed the Commanders. But when we were talking about the other teams in the NFC, we did not mention the Seahawks.
Did not mention the Seahawks.
Sam Darnold, who has played his way into, you know,
MVP conversation.
Four touchdown passes last night.
Dude, his first half was one of the best halves of quarterbacking I've ever seen.
Dude, well, let me tell you. That Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Dude, yep. He is unreal.
Ooh, he is smooth. I didn't realize at Ohio State, he didn't even look like the best receiver of the group.
Because Marvin was there?
Yeah, and Olave was there.
Oh, right.
He gets it. He's a $130 to a $150 every week.
He looks so smooth catching the football. Yeah, that Seahawks team was going to be a problem.
And the Jaden Daniels thing. So I'm upstairs. Yeah. Game's basically over. I'm upstairs folding laundry. And I hear it.
Nice.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. I hear it. And
you hear what? The dislocation?
Well, I hear them talking about it.
Yeah.
And I peek down to the TV and I see Zach Ertz like crying.
Yeah.
And I say to myself, I am not looking at this injury.
Right.
And I'm scrolling on the internet and I see it. That is bad. I mean,
dislocations are the worst, man.
I didn't read. Do they project that he'll be okay eventually?
Yeah, but the good thing is his non-throwing hand, non-throwing arm.
Okay.
Supposed to have tests today.
Okay.
But it look when it's bent like that. Oh. Yeah, that's the like the Tyreek Hill injury earlier this year.
Wouldn't look.
Scatterboo.
Scatterboo, another one. Yes. Yeah.
Wouldn't look. Packers, we mentioned this earlier.
By the way.
Yes.
Dan Campbell. Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna kill you for having Jaden Daniels in the game. I will kill whoever your offensive coordinator is. What's his name?
Kingsbury.
For running RPOs. There's no way Jaden Daniels should be running down 31.
Yeah, at that point in the game.
Yeah, if you want to keep him there and throw the ball or hand it off, that's fine. And that's questionable itself. You damn sure shouldn't be running RPOs with him.
Yeah, Dan Quinn just apologized for it. Like he said he didn't even think about it. But he's like, I don't know why I didn't take him out.
Dable does the same thing with Dart at the end of games. They're getting murdered.
He did it yesterday, too.
Yes, they're getting murdered.
He's running QB draws.
Yeah, and they ask him about it, and he's like, well, we were only down. And, dude, you're getting fired. You're getting fired.
Yeah, you're going to get his shoulder separated or something, yes.
You're going to get fired. It's over. We mentioned this earlier. Packers lose to the Panthers. I blame the Packers' helmets, which were the ugliest.
You didn't like those? those?
The fake leather helmets?
Yeah.
No.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
When I saw him on Twitter, I was like, you got to be kidding me. What is this?
Yeah.
And then when I saw him in the game, I was like, ah. Because obviously you can't wear leather helmets right now.
No.
But to paint that on the helmet, I thought it looked okay.
Oh, I was not into it.
The Packers have some of the worst throwback uniforms.
The worst. The worst. And they're so muddy looking yesterday.
Yeah.
They're just so brown. And gross.
Brown and blue.
Yeah, who thinks that's a good idea? So they lose to the Panthers. Bills beat the Chiefs, which, you know, I heard our buddy Perloff say in his Infinity Sports Minute. I didn't realize the Bills are 5-0 against the Chiefs in the regular season and 0-4 in the playoffs. It was a good performance from the Bills, and I think everybody expected the Chiefs just to run over everyone for the rest of the year after they got it together. But Bills are still a real team.
The Bills are still hungry. They know it. They needed to get that win just in case some sort of tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
When they face each other in January, they know it's the real deal, though. But
They want that game in Buffalo, too.
I still think it's the Bills coming out of the AFC.
Really?
I do. I don't know. You know, Kansas City looks better, but I just think the Bills.
Well, and a little momentum out of the Colts yesterday as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they're going to lose a game.
They're going to lose again. And like I was saying last week, if we're in the playoffs and I got to pick Josh Allen or Daniel Jones, I'm going Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes or Daniel Jones, I'm going Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Even if it's in Indianapolis, it wouldn't matter to me.
Well, that's where the rubber meets the road on things like Sam Darnold, too.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to have to prove that.
He's got
to
win it in the postseason. Yep.
So big win for the Bills. Even though what's his name? The head coach from the Bills. What a coward move.
Sean McDermott,
3rd-and-7. You got an MVP quarterback in there. You have a chance to ice the game by letting him throw for a first down. Instead, you run the clock down. You kick a field goal. You miss it. They're playing with fire.
Yeah.
That first Patrick Mahomes ball that he threw in the end zone.
Yeah.
First of all, that is a toss. That was close, man. That was close.
Yep.
We mentioned this earlier. Cam Little kicks a 68-yard field goal for the Jaguars. He kicked a 70-yard field goal in the preseason.
Yeah.
We're going to see a 70. Do you like the long field goals or do you not like the long
field goals? I'm okay with it. Hell, that's actually a real weapon. I mean, you know, you got these teams that go for it around the 50, or they may punt it if you're a real scared team. But by the way, I've watched enough football this year, and the Eagles have had sort of a quirky schedule. I can see it a lot more. Nobody punts anymore.
No.
Hey, now the whole league is going for it.
All the time.
Down.
Yeah. You got to be before your own 30 and more than 8 to punt at this point.
Everybody's going for it now.
And a lot of tush pushes yesterday. So,
I did see a lot of touch pushes yesterday.
Buffalo just sucks at it.
Yeah.
They don't do the same thing we do.
He's got to get lower.
Yeah, a message
seriously.
A message.
What is it tall for? Get down.
It's a message to the league. The key to the tush push, though the push helps, it's really the way that the offensive line lines up, the fact that they all go low. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen is almost completely upright when he's getting pushed.
Yeah.
He looks like when Kenny Pickett did it.
That second one. I was like, dude, bend your knees or something. Yeah. Like,
you got to want it. Simple as that.
Is that what Jalen does?
Get Tockett in there.
Brian Daboll looks like a dead man walking after his. I don't know who the reporter was. They asked him if he had tears in his eyes when he walked up to the podium. And he said, me? Do I? Yeah, you look like you're crying.
That's pretty cutthroat.
Yeah. And then a quick MVP odds check-in.
All right, what you got?
Josh Allen, the favorite, at plus 180. Then Patrick Mahomes at plus 350.
Okay.
Drake May at plus 425.
Okay.
Who I'm putting on fraud watch. Matthew Stafford plus 550.
Mm.
I know I've said I like Stafford before. The no-look Stafford bullets
week.
Are...
Every week.
Those are cool, man.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
It's like every week, every time I see the Rams play, he's throwing another no-look pass across the middle.
Yeah, it's a no-look pass across the middle, and he throws about
25 or 30 yards. Yards down the field, yes, easily.
So Stafford plus 550, Baker down to plus 1,600, Darnold plus 2,000.
Wow.
Lamar Jackson plus 2,200.
Wow.
Justin Herbert.
Lamar just got back.
Justin Herbert plus 2,200.
Where's Jalen?
Also plus 2,200. And then Daniel Jones plus 2,500 and Jonathan Taylor plus 2,800. Jared Goff and Jordan Love in there as well.
This is the run. By the way, get in on those Jalen Hurts odds now. Because this is the run.
We should have bet it now rather than betting a preseason. Yeah, it got worse odds
now
betting
the odds
a preseason.
Much better.
Yeah.
But if
actually,
he
can, I might do that.
Yeah, if he can get through this month, 4-0, you're talking about the Packers, the Lions, the Cowboys, and Chicago, who also won a crazy game yesterday. I mean, that certainly would increase his MVP odds.
Yeah. Now, there are...
He's got to start putting games together, though. The problem with him was the first four or five games of the year, it wasn't really MVP worthy.
Yeah, I think... I don't think it's the... Not everybody ahead of him, I think, is a concern. I don't think the Bucs are going to win enough games. Darnold, I don't think they're going to give it to. It's really getting above Josh Allen and Mahomes.
And
Josh Allen's probably going to have to slip, too, a little bit to not get it.
Yep.
Both those guys are going to have to slip a little
bit.
All right, 215-592-9494. Furry Bruce, you're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
Good afternoon. Spike and let me get you the squirrely Spike and Jackie Baseball.
Bruce.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah. Yup. It's a good bet.
Hey, look, no, I called you. Look, I didn't say everybody else's furry names because what are you scared of, man? You being squirrely about the Eagles, man? Come on, you.
You mean Spike. Spike's being squirrely about the Eagles.
Yeah,
Ike. Yeah.
Ike's hand hasn't moved. How? Bruce, you listen and call a show every day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Names rhyme.
Yeah,
they rhyme.
I mean, come on.
I'm not scared, man. I just don't see them. I don't see them a level above the other good teams. I think
such
they could
a hater.
Be there. I'm not being a hater.
Okay, you know,
3 weeks. Ask me again in 3 weeks.
I was going to say the same thing. I said. I see your concerns, but I think in 3 weeks, but those three games right there, we've only got one more. I think really significant game. I think it's Buffalo. After that, 4 weeks is Chicago. Which seems to be kind of back on the uptick. But, those three games, I think you'll be okay. You'll be good.
I hope so. I mean, it really is the Green Bay, Detroit, and even Dallas. You know, we're playing in Dallas.
Which won't be easy, and you've already beaten them once.
Yeah, we don't play well in Dallas. So.
And they're still fighting for their playoff lives.
Well, didn't they hang 40 on them last year? It was like 30-something.
Saquon went off.
Oh, that was last year. Yeah. Saquon didn't even play the fourth quarter.
It cost them the rushing title.
Yeah, we destroyed them, so I ain't worried about them. But I really love the pickups that Howie did. And then the takes, I don't remember the gentleman that talked about his history down in Miami. I think it's a reassurance thing. And see, here's the other part of that equation about picking him up, is that BG, not only is he going to be plugged in with Vanier, but – you know, with BG coming back, oh man, let me tell you, it's going to be a beautiful thing. He's going to be schooled by some people, and I think the defensive line is going to be a lot stronger. We're going to generate a lot more sacks to take some pressure off the backfield and your cornerback. So I think we're going to see even a better defense. And on top of that, Tank Bigsby, I think, look, this guy, the way he runs those cutbacks and stuff, I think we got a legitimate 1-2 punch. I hope they plan more, because if they do, now we got a bona fide running game on top of that that's going to be able to handle the tougher part of the schedule. So
I guarantee they ain't going to play him less. He's after that game he had against the Giants, he's probably earned at least
5-6
8-10 carries somewhere around
8-10,
there.
You think so?
Not really, but
okay.
Yeah. 5-8.
Yeah, I mean
5-8.
Yeah,
really.
we'll see what we got, but you know, I'm pretty optimistic about that. Mm-hmm. So on to this cover song thing.
Yeah.
Look, my pick is a classic. It's by Tears for Fears. Everybody Rules the World, man. That is one for the ages right there.
Everybody wants to rule the world. Tears for Fears.
Wants to rule the world. Yeah. Okay, sorry about that.
No. Just kidding. Oh, that's a tune. That is.
Have I heard
tune.
That one?
Thank you for. Maybe that was 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tears for Fears.
Yeah, it was all over MTV. There's a lot of MTV.
I probably heard it.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas. You're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
What's up, fellas? What's up? What's up?
What's up, CJ?
So, not much. Jack, how are you going to be the baseball guy and go to sleep at 12?
Nah, it was long. It was a long night. It was a long morning. Got two kids.
You went trick-or-treating yesterday before, right?
Now, yes. See, I'm glad you said it. Because that's the question. What happened for Halloween with you and this nasty candy, this mess that you was giving out?
We'll talk about it in the top five. But it was fine. It was fine.
You must have went and bought some candy. That was.
No, we'll find a buzz. Out. Not
yeah.
a buzz.
Yeah, I actually don't know the answer. So we've been told we have to wait till the top five of five to hear what happened with the candy.
I don't have much else in the top five.
Really?
Yeah.
If you live in Westchester, you know where Jack lives. There's still time to throw eggs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, so it's hilarious to hear when it comes to sports and everyone's takes, how quickly anyone could be a hypocrite, even though we'll say, like, hey, I'm just taking the information that's out there. Like, Spike, I hear you talking about the 76ers GM. You're like, hey, man, he's a bona fide Hall of Famer. He's won nothing. He's the greatest. He's like one of the best GMs ever.
He is.
Howie.
He hasn't won nothing, though. He hasn't won nothing. He's had one losing season in like two decades of being a general manager.
Yeah, but I mean, it's basketball.
Yeah, throw a parade.
But you know, the NBA is, this is just a fact. It's harder to win a championship in the NBA than it is in the NFL.
Oh, here we go.
It's just true.
Well, baseball's the hardest.
No, baseball's not the hardest.
215.
It's not. You need one of the five best players in the NBA to win a championship. It's just that it's a fact. There's maybe two or three times when that hasn't happened. And you have to get one of those guys and just hope that that guy, you build the right team around them. I would make the argument that in Houston, he did a great job. They were the only team in the Western Conference to really go after the Warriors. He won 65 games. Mm-hmm. It's just James Harden's a loser.
Like, for example, CJ, Oklahoma City is probably winning the title again this year.
Yes.
But Oklahoma has a whole team, though.
Well, yes, but the issue is that you could be the greatest general manager in the world, and if you to get from point A to point B is just very, very, very hard. I'm not denying that none of Maury's teams have won a championship. I'm not denying that. But there is a difference between the sports, and it's just the other thing in the NFL that makes it a little bit easier is that the contracts are just easier to get out of.
That's probably the biggest thing. Yeah. That's probably the biggest reason why you can do it.
Yeah, you can manipulate the cap in a way that you can't in the NBA. You can cut guys, which you can't in the NBA. It's harder. I'm not Howie's great at his job, but also Daryl Morey is also great at his job too. And to say that Howie he's not perfect.
Not saying he's perfect, but he's better at his job because
I don't know that.
Well, yeah, come on now. Yeah, you do know that now.
I don't.
Well, you do know that.
You don't?
I don't.
Well, he's better than
he traded for James Harden.
Yeah, but here the point is that there are only so many players that you can get. Like, I don't, he didn't draft Ben Simmons. He didn't draft Joel. He didn't sign Al Horford. He didn't sign Tobias Harris. These were all things that he inherited. You do what you can do.
Man, I didn't call to talk about that.
All right.
You got him going on a tangent.
Well,
there.
He did draft Maxey. He did draft McCain. He did draft Edgecombe. Like, what are we talking about here?
I feel you, but I'm just saying, it wasn't necessarily just you. It's just in sports.
Okay.
When you hear one thing, you be like, man. But then you hear the take on the other side. It's like, you kind of saying, about Howie, but then you talk about Maury, like, yeah.
But
then
I didn't say about Howie. I think Howie is a great general manager, but also I think he is making...
When somebody said Hall of Fame, you was like,
Well, he's borderline Hall of Fame at this point.
Borderline.
Yes, but he'll probably be in the Hall of Fame. But
man,
but,
the way he turned off Carson's contract, that's Hall of Fame itself. You know what I'm saying?
But he also traded up to get Carson.
And guess what? It helped us get a Super Bowl.
Okay. All right,
but it didn't do that for Maury in Houston, though, did it? When he brought in James Harden, chunking up 700 free throws a game,
All right.
Now I'm going to help you out.
Yeah,
because nobody seems like in the delegation is able to pull out with what's the name of it?
A cover song.
It's a cover song. Yes. I got two. Now I'm hoping you know these songs.
Okay.
One of them is Troop. All I do is think of you.
Of course.
I didn't know it was a cover song off of Michael Jackson and Jackson 5 Forever. I did not know that until I heard it. I was like, man, what is this?
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There you go.
My wife used to play it.
Yeah.
The other one is, it's been made three times. One is by Function. The other one is by is Drew Hill and then Bruno Mars. Love Train. All three of them sung it. All three on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now that is a cover song, yeah.
I don't remember Drew Hill doing that song.
Man, go back. Hey, Drew Hill.
Okay. Well, I don't remember them doing it, but I remember Drew Hill, but I don't remember them doing it.
Yeah.
Go look up Drew Hill. I know you like R&B. I know you like rap.
I know who Drew Hill is. I just don't remember them doing that song.
Listen, don't get backed into a corner because you brought up Maury, all right? We're having a good, fun show today, all right?
I'm having a good time. I'm just saying I know Drew Hill.
No, we all know it's a change. We all see it.
I have to know this. Are you an R&B guy? I know
you're hip-hop. Yes, 90s R&B. Yes.
Hey, will you go look up Denver Hill?
Okay.
You'll love it.
All right, CJ.
All right, fellas.
All right, CJ.
Just saying.
Way to step in there, Fritzy.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. Come on, man.
I'm having a good time.
No, we're all having a good time, all right? Maury's a Hall of Famer.
I'm having
we
a good time. They're going to trade Bryce.
He's the best.
They're going to trade Bryce.
Yeah, they're going to trade Embiid.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
I'm okay with it. Embiid's had a better career than Bryce. 215-592-94.
He's a better player.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he didn't get, you know, when Bryce got traded, that everyone in D.C. was celebrating.
Well, no, he didn't get traded.
Or left as a free agent. Everyone celebrated. They went and won a World Series.
I know. People forget that.
Yeah, they do. All right. 215-592-9494.
See how quickly things change?
Yeah. Well, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, I'm having a great time. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.